Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Acts chapter 17, verses 17 and 18. Paul went to the synagogue to reason with the Jews and the God-fearing Gentiles, and he spoke daily in the public square to all who happened to be there. He also had a debate with some of the Epicurean and Stoic philosophers. We've got much to learn from Paul, haven't we? When he went to a new place, it was his usual practice to make contact first of all with those attending the synagogue. There he would find not only Jews, but also people who were interested in the faith who hadn't made a full commitment. It was clearly a good place to talk about his faith, and he was ideally qualified to speak with understanding to both Jews and Gentiles, but he didn't leave it at that. He also went regularly to the public square. That was a more random activity, and I love the way that Luke records him meeting those who happened to be there. And as if that wasn't enough, he also entered into lively debate with the philosophers. The Stoics taught the development of self-control as a means of overcoming destructive emotions, and the Epicureans believed that pleasure, enjoyed moderately, was the greatest good in life. Paul was delighted to engage in debate with them. Paul teaches us the need for flexibility in our approach to spreading the good news. It's natural that we'll want to speak about Jesus in our churches and to celebrate our faith. Happily, most churches are mixed communities, embracing people with strong Christian convictions alongside people who are interested but not committed as yet. I've always been delighted to see inquirers attending church services. I'm so glad that they felt welcome, even though they hadn't made a definite commitment to follow Jesus. Our churches will never grow unless we attract non-Christians. But we shouldn't for a moment imagine that speaking about Jesus inside our church buildings is enough. 2,000 years ago, Jesus told his disciples to go, and he still does. We need to take the good news of Jesus to coffee shops, pubs, places of work, retirement homes, youth clubs, on social media, and wherever people meet. Just like Paul, we need to grab every opportunity for speaking about Jesus. Now let me ask you a question. Can you think of a new place where you could speak about Jesus? Now let me pray with you. Lord God, thank you that you've given us such wonderful good news to share. Help us to be bold and imaginative in sharing it with others. Amen. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. Well, thanks for joining me, and may God bless you today.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest, plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.